Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by the Chemo Girls. Good morning, Lucy.
Great to be here with you today, Sharon, after sleeping on your lovely couch last night.
Did you get any sleep?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when I rolled out of your couch at 10 minutes after 10 this morning, I would say I did sleep a little bit.
Yeah, I think my kids are so funny because they get up at 5 a.m., and as we're rummaging about doing our homeschooling, they would come to me and say, "Is Miss Lucy okay?
Is she alive?
Is she still sleeping?" I'm like, "Yeah, people do this."
And the funny thing is I generally do not sleep
in. I know
that. So I think I was just a little tired from our night out last night. It was so much fun. It was simple fun, but we had just so much fun at the little fashion show, the charity fashion show here in Waycross.
Can you believe that little bitty Waycross put on that kind of event?
They put on some runway fashion last night. I was totally blown away by the amount of talent that was on the runway last night.
Me too. And the whole event. I mean, the catering, the general, you know, environment. It was just amazing.
It was a really good time. And thank you so much for inviting me to come and sleep on your couch.
Yeah, and thank you, Miss Angie, for inviting us and letting us sit at Dr. Jaw's table. So today, though, Lucy, we are doing an interview with this super delightful lady that we have been sort of waiting back and forth with each other's schedules, really hoping to get this interview in. And we know you guys are going to love her, absolutely love her. Her name is Joanne Hampton, and she does PR and marketing with Breast Investigators. She came on because her best girlfriend, as she would call her, Miss Angela Long, is the founder of Breast Investigators, and
she's come alongside
her, sort of like you and I have.
And we team up in that kind of way, don't we?
Yeah. Yep. Girlfriends do these things. So, Miss Joanne, welcome to the show. We're so pleased to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Good. Well, we're so excited to be able to introduce today Breast Investigators and let you tell our listening community out there what you girls are up to.
Well, Breast Investigators is basically an online resource guide for breast cancer survivors and their caregivers. So basically, anything they really want to know, need to know, or could possibly want could be found in one place. Angela is a 10-year breast cancer survivor. I'm an 11-year breast cancer survivor. And way back when, there really wasn't any information anywhere to be found. So this was a vision of hers, was to get out all this information and put it in one place to take the burden out of, you know, breast cancer. And that's exactly what she's done. So everything from juicing recipes to clinical trials, from, you know, where to purchase a mastectomy bra to, you know, a inspirational survivor story is all in one place and easy to find. Even, you know, I am not very computer savvy, and it's an easy system for me to even navigate through.
Oh, that is wonderful. That was a great idea because, you know, there is so much information out there in isolated situations. But when it comes to survivorship, I think that's a newly evolving territory out there for a lot of people. And I think it's needed. And I applaud you girls for your efforts here in doing something to help the surviving world.
Well, and to me, when you walk in to a cancer story, it seems like typically you'll receive this information here, that information there. It's sort of all over the place. And you are already so overwhelmed.
Angela's more behind the scenes with getting all the text, and she does all the computer, and she takes care of the web guy, where I'm more hands-on with speaking to all the survivors and the people that we really touch. So I'm really blessed that way, that I can see whose lives and how many people that we make a difference, you know, and I oh my goodness, you know, and I'm just so blessed in that I know how many people that we've touched, and I love it. I get so many thank yous, and
Well, you have such a really a divine personality for that, because you're from New York, right? And I will have to tell you, as Southern women, you know, somebody from New York kind of scares us.
But, oh, no.
But you have been so sweet and kind. You're perfect for PR.
Yes,
you really
you are.
Mm-hmm. Just wonderful. We've really enjoyed all of our conversation with you. And it sounds like Miss Angela started this. When was it founded? And I know she had her cancer in 2005. She was 35.
Yes. She started about 5 years ago. She got it up and running.
Okay.
Well, you know, up until just a few years ago, talking about breast cancer, talking about anything that had the word breast in it was kind of like a no-no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how you felt about being embarrassed to talk about your cancer and how there's been a type of liberation of speech that's happened through the years?
When I was diagnosed 11 years ago, I didn't say it was breast cancer. I mean, I didn't even, you know, I didn't go out and I made sure I was wearing a wig. You didn't know I was sick.
Uh-huh.
But I never said the word breast cancer. It wasn't something that I brought any attention to. No one knew I had breast cancer. But it was, you know, it wasn't very comfortable. But now what I really like is seeing, you know, it was shameful. It was actually shameful to say breast. That's really what I want to come down.
It was
shameful.
That sad?
It was a naughty word, so I didn't say it.
Yeah.
But now to see all the pinks and the pink bras and to see, you know, people say breast cancer, it's actually quite nice. It helps me not feel alone.
Uh-huh.
And why not? We should be proud.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right. It's amazing to me the evolution that has come out of the freedom to talk about what's going on with us just in a really, really relatively short period of time.
Well, I know I've talked about this before. My grandmother, who I just absolutely adored, she died when she was 90, almost 94. But as delightful and full of life as she was, when you were talking to her, if she ever mentioned that someone was diagnosed with cancer, she'd put her hand sort of over her mouth and whisper that word. There was only one other word, really, that she whispered that way, and it was pregnant. You just didn't say the one out loud.
Much less sex.
Yeah, sex. You didn't say that at all. It's almost like to breathe cancer out loud would give it more power over our lives. You know what I mean? People were literally afraid of the word. So I totally understand what you're saying about that liberation of speech.
Well, we love what you have done in taking that isolated and scary event in your life and just really flipped it around.
Mm-hmm.
You and Angela have become a voice piece for women that are going through the journey and getting on the other side and surviving through breast cancer. And so because of your positive perspective on cancer, can you tell us exactly how you see mentorship?
I believe that going through everything that I have gone through, and when a newly diagnosed patient comes in, I like to mentor by holding their hand and just listening.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that just letting them know that they're not alone and not saying much is how I like to be there for them physically, but not so verbally.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that's a lot more than, because sometimes I'm frightened that I may say the wrong thing. So, you know, just, you know, there's so many different ways, and I am from New York, and I can be very, forward, blunt, I should say. So, but I always, you know, just mentoring is a little bit more than just being there for the person and, you know, advising. Everyone takes things differently.
Yes.
I don't know if I even answered that question properly, but it's really, I find it difficult with breast cancer because everyone's reaction to that word is different and everyone's reaction to cancer is different.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
That definitely taps into some advice that we give pretty often, and that is, you know, do not feel like you need to walk in. These people are not expecting you to be like some oracle. that walks in and says something that is going to make everything okay because it's all not
better.
Okay.
Like that magic.
Yes.
That magic word. Like, I'm going to say that magic yes. thing, and it's going to all of a sudden be completely better. Like, I know that one. And it's not that, and I don't want to ever mislead anybody
right.
and let them think that way. You know, but I also want them to own it, and I don't want to take away from what they're feeling,
right.
you know, and lessen it in any way. So, you know, I always want them to, you know, tell me how they're feeling instead of me saying, well, you should, or let me give you my opinion.
Yeah. You know, I think that sometimes just someone that is just facing their own diagnosis and what's ahead of them, just seeing us and knowing that we're okay. And we got through it, and I think that sometimes just being in the presence is all that needs to be. Like you said, you know, sometimes you don't have to say a thing.
Exactly.
You just a hug or a holding their hand or just letting them look in your eyes. I know we met with one lady one time that just said, I know I'm going to be okay. You're okay. I'm going to be okay, you know. And it's just our presence. It's our loving presence, I think, that people need.
Well, to kind of turn the topic just a little bit, we understand that you like pink a lot. Can you tell us what pink and pink ribbons mean to you?
Well, I think we went over that a little bit. I love pink. I love pink ribbons, and I feel that it's just that we're not alone. You know, I think that there's a lot of controversy, but I love it. I think it's we're not alone. It's pretty. It's gentle. It's feminine. And it just stands for so much, you know, it's just that there's so much support in that color.
Yeah.
And I just admire it. And I love whenever I see someone with a pink ribbon, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
It just touches me that little bit that brings a smile to my face.
That's sweet. That's very nice. Well, Joanne, can you tell us where we can find you and then where we can find Breast Investigators?
Yes. Breast Investigators. It's just www.breastinvestigators.com.
Okay. And about a Facebook page? Do you have a Facebook?
And the same, it's Facebook is Breast Investigators.
Okay. Awesome. And I would encourage anyone out there that is looking for a wonderful resource, go to breastinvestigators.com. These girls have put a lot of time, a lot of thought, expertise, love, mentorship is all wrapped up into one very, very nice website. And I just applaud what you girls have done. Joanne, you've done an awesome job. And please tell Angela that we said the same. And we will continue to promote you girls. And
thank you.
I'd like, real quickly, if you don't mind, another thing that we know that's super interesting just in our discussions, sort of aside from the Breast Investigators, that you are very involved with is the dragon boat racing. This is something that Lucy and I are very interested in, and I don't know that everybody is aware of this. Can you tell us just a little bit about that endeavor and what it has done for you?
It is actually amazing. It is it's a dragon boat, which is a boat that sits 22 people. It's all breast cancer survivors, and we paddle in that boat, and it's basically to show that, yes, we've battled cancer, and, you know, but we could still do other things, and it's just wonderful when you get 22 women in a boat that are all breast cancer survivors, all different ages, at all different stages. We still have some that are going through chemo, some that are in radiation, some that are starting construction, and some like me that are a couple of years out.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have a wonderful time together. It's just some of my best friends are on that boat. We have a great time. We go out for breakfast afterwards, or we go out for drinks at night. But we race, and all of the women on the boats are all breast cancer survivors. So on the water, we're a little bit competitive.
Uh-huh.
But once we're on land, we're all sisters and have that wonderful special bond, and it is just amazing. But I don't even swim. So for me to get out on that water is not one of my favorite things. I don't even like to be wet, let alone, you know, getting on the water.
There's a lot of trust in that one, isn't there?
But it is fun. It is amazing. And it's, you know, it's also, too, I don't want to let my sisters down. So,
right.
You know, it makes you work that little bit harder. you know, to make sure I'm giving it my all when I am paddling.
That's great. You have any idea how many dragon boat races there are, you know, like worldwide?
You know, there's
every
little
year?
Ones. There's little ones throughout. So there's quite a few.
Yeah.
And there's little ones. There's big ones. Everyone's going over to, I believe it's San Juan, January. The end of January, there's a big race. And a lot of the girls are going over to San Juan for that race.
Very
so
cool.
That's going to be a fun one. And that's another thing. All the girls get to, you know, they go to the hotel. We travel together.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and what happens there stays
it's
there.
I like it. So this really ties into how we wrap our show up. And this is definitely something that you're doing to thrive. And we do wrap it up with a not just surviving, but thriving tidbit of the day. And that's a moment when we set aside the business of life and just look and see what life is offering us. We typically miss these things, and they can be very simple. But we just take it in, drink it in, and allow ourselves to appreciate life for a moment. So we believe that you might have a tidbit for us today. Is that right?
Yes. My tidbit would be I'm actually going out with my very good friend, Angela. We're putting all business aside, and we're going to go out and enjoy ourselves today, this evening. And we're actually going out, and we're going to do something for charity, but we're going to have a wonderful evening together.
Yeah, that's great. Girlfriend time.
Yeah.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, I think we all get so wrapped up in not just our professions and our, but also our children's and our other civic responsibilities and church activities and such that sometimes I think we just really do forget to go out and have a good time, don't we? And then we sit back and we think, you know, I'm sitting back now thinking, I do not know where 2014 went.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone just yesterday, and she says, I just got used to writing 2014, and now I'm going to have to practice 15, you know. So I think that we just work ourselves into
an oblivion,
a state of just one day after another sometimes. So just those simple things like laying down tonight, going out with a girlfriend, having a good time is an excellent tidbit. Excellent.
Yes,
well, Joanne,
so
thank you so much for being on with us today. It's been our pleasure. We hope to meet you one day soon. We're not that far from each other, so we will make our way down to Sarasota one of these days and take you to lunch and maybe paddle in a boat with you one day.
Yes,
that would be really nice.
Thank you so much. And
thank you.
Like always, all of our listeners out there, this is Sharon and Lucy, and we are not just surviving, but we are thriving with you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night.